As the year comes to an end, thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week with a really special guest, as we're already looking forward to the 2021 Summer Games. I know that sounds strange, but joined by a U.S. Olympic marathoner. She won the Olympic trials, Alephine. Great to have you on this week. And a big year you had, Alephine Tuliamuk, and just kind of give my listeners a little recap on your year, and you have another very special event coming up in 2021 besides the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, 2020 has been an incredible year for me. I made my first Olympic team on February 29, and that was exciting. I was really looking forward to representing our country. This summer's Olympics, which has now been postponed to next year. And so, you know, at some point in April, we kind of realized that 2020 wasn't going to be the year that we hoped it was going to be. So we made lemonade out of the lemon that we had been given. And we are expecting a baby girl in 5 weeks from today. So she's due January 21, 2021. And then we will get back to our training and go to the Olympics and have an amazing race.
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on a great year. Have you talked with other running mothers about how they recovered and how they got back? How have you approached that? You got a few months, but it's going to go quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of, pro mothers. Two of my teammates actually who are running amazing right now are also mothers. You know, they took a break to have a family, and then they came back. We have people like Carol Callaghan. We have a lot of women in the sport who have done this. And yes, it's going to be a very quick turnaround, but I think we just decided we will trust the body. And in the past, you know, my body has come that turned around really fast, and I have done fit and rest off of a short training. And I've been very lucky because I'm still running even at 35 weeks pregnant, so it's been very good. I've been running throughout, and I trust that the training that my coach and I have sat down and talked about is going to get me ready for the race in August.
Yeah, it's all about planning and staying organized. We're with Alephine Tuliamuk. She's the she won the Olympic trials marathon in Atlanta to start out 2020, and then we didn't have an Olympics in 2020. Moved to 2021. And I'm talking to her in conjunction with the Musial Awards. And Alephine, how important is not only performance, but sportsmanship? These are sportsmanship awards, unique to people. How important through your competing life has been good sportsmanship to you?
It's definitely been very important because, you know, this is my job. You know, I do it to make a living, but I also do because it helps inspire other people. You know, like, running is for everybody, and there's been so many people that have reached out to me, that have heard my stories, and that have told me how they felt, you know, after listening to my story. So it's not just about performance, but it's also about inspiring the next generation, and also this generation, you know, to pick themselves up and, you know, be resilient.
Yeah, I mean, you set a good example for other runners, for young girls, for other women runners. Of course, from Kenya, now an American. Your story is phenomenal, and you've come a long way. And what's maybe either a person or an event that inspired you not only to be a world-class runner, but a world-class show of sportsmanship as well?
Yeah, so my big-time role model in the sport is Tecla Lorute. She's from the neighboring village. And, you know, we come from a very marginalized community, but then she was able to come out of the village, run what I really want. She won New York City Marathon a few years ago as the first African woman ever to win New York City Marathon. And then she went back and did a lot of things to give back to the community and to inspire us. And she was actually the one who gave me my first ever pair of shoes. And I think that was the beginning of me seeing a different world and knowing that I could make a difference, you know, with running, and I could use it to inspire the next generation. And I'm definitely grateful for what she's done for me. And now, as a Black woman, you know, in America, who is going to be one of the two only ever Americans, you know, Black Americans to go to the Olympics and the marathon, I'm very grateful and I'm very inspired, because I think girls, especially Black girls in America, will see themselves and they will feel like they too can go to the Olympics someday. They too can do unimaginable things, things that no one else has done, because they see me and they see themselves in me, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, great, a great inspiration for many people on and off the course. We're with Alofeene Tuliamuk. She'll be in Tokyo, a U.S. marathoner. Definitely with a chance there in Tokyo. And how has your training changed over the years, Alofeene, as far as technology? How much do you analyze your every aspect of your running? How much is technology a part of your training?
I would say that I don't rely too much on technology. I mean, we have a coach who's very knowledgeable, and, you know, he writes down the workouts, he writes down what paces we are supposed to be, you know, running them up. And so I'm not one of those people who, like, pays too much attention to technology. I just don't need what the coach has given me. And, yes, I mean, I think having a good word that would be able to tell me how fast I'm running, probably one of the only
technologies
that I believe in. Otherwise, I think I'm just old.
Nothing wrong with that. Wrapping up here with Alofeene Tuliamuk. And Alofeene, a lot to look forward to in this coming year. Olympians couldn't do it without the sponsors and the partners behind them. Who have been some of your big supporters and continue to be your partners and supporters as you come into a big year here?
Hoka One One, you know, it's been an amazing company. And through their partnership with Northern Arizona Elite Group, I have been able to be the best version of myself. So Hoka One One, Northern Arizona Elite is my sponsor, and I'm very grateful for them and for their support, and especially now, you know, as I get ready to be a mom, they're supporting me, and they're supporting my dream to be a mom and be an Olympian and be at the top of my game. So I'm very grateful for them. Aside from that, you know, like my coaches, my family, you know, my partner, and my community, they've been a great support to me.
Absolutely. You're definitely someone people are going to be rooting for in from this country and internationally as you take to the streets there in Tokyo. And we really appreciate you coming on this week. We're recording this before the holidays, so happy holidays to you and your family. Good luck, and you got a big couple months coming up. We'll be following you as you head to the Olympics with your dream, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, you know, to chat with you, and I also want to give shout out to my amazing manager, Howie Sofresky, with Howie Management, because he's been the one who really marketed me and got me to where I am today, so I'm good to them too. Thank you, and happy holidays.
You're a great example. You had a great, we enjoyed seeing you here in Atlanta, and continued success.
Thank you.